Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Let's get the latest on the FAA's decision to ground all Boeing 737 MAX jets. Dozens of flights have been canceled in the U.S. today and many more around the world. The FAA is facing questions about why it took so long to make that decision after two of the jets crashed under similar circumstances in the span of 5 months. Here's FAA acting head Daniel Elwell on NPR's Morning Edition.
We make safety decisions based on what we know. If a link isn't made, you don't have a common thread, there is not a need for grounding.
Joining us now is Here and Now's transportation analyst Seth Kaplan. Hi, Seth.
Hi, Lisa.
So let's start right there. The FAA's default position while investigating and while the investigation was starting was to keep these planes in the air, even though other countries and other airlines had grounded them. It's being criticized, the FAA is, for being irresponsible for letting the public fly in models that are now grounded. And it was being lauded by some as being responsible by not jumping to conclusions and grounding the plane based on no real evidence of a problem. What do you make of the way the FAA has handled this?
Well, what's indisputable is that this is all very unusual. In the past, it would have been the FAA taking the lead and other countries and airlines looking to the FAA for guidance. Here we had the opposite. So the question is, did those other countries jump the gun or did the FAA drag its feet as sort of more pieces of this puzzle began to come together? And, you had the CEO of Ethiopian Airlines confirming that the pilot had indicated flight control problems with the aircraft, something that we didn't know for the first day or two, for example. Should that have been enough? Canada, when it banned the plane, said that it had seen enough satellite data indicating that it had enough, and it was only a few hours before this happened in the U.S.
So Canada had the information, but the FAA in the U.S. didn't?
Well, the FAA had said that it was exchanging information with Canada. So it's unclear whether the FAA had access at that time to the same information that Canada had. But what is clear that Canada acted on that information. This, by the way, rather new satellite data that came about after, if you recall, let's say Malaysia Airlines Flight 370, coincidentally, the 5-year anniversary of its disappearance last year. And people sort of said, well, isn't there some kind of satellite tracking that could help find the plane? Well, this is that kind of technology that tracks airplanes much more precisely than it would have in the past. And it's been live now for a little while, and it was in operation on that airplane. And so, yeah, Canada basically said, and others felt this way too, based on various data points, that that this was similar enough to that Lion Air crash back in October, that it was worth taking this action. The Lion Air crash rather clearly caused, at least in part, by a system that was designed to prevent something that caused previous crashes, instead contributed to that crash. This one, while it's still earlier days, enough evidence anyway that it might have been caused by the same system.
So there are more than 4,000 of these MAX planes on order right now for carriers around the world. Are any airlines canceling those orders or switching to the competition, primarily Airbus?
Not yet. Of course, we're just a few days on here. Boeing's probably not going to get any new orders for the plane right now. And as we speak, it's building airplanes that it can't deliver. There's a strong incentive for airlines to stick with what they have. A lot of these airlines that have ordered this new 737 MAX, a plane that most of us have probably never flown on yet because there are so few of them. But a lot of us, if we've flown, have flown on the old 737s. Anybody who's been on an airplane has probably been on one of those. And, part of Boeing's pitch to airlines was that this plane was innovative in all the right ways, more fuel efficient, could fly farther, but had enough commonality with the old plane that they could just sort of drop it into their fleet. And so airlines, particularly those that had older 737s, really like that. And switching to the Airbus 320, for example, which you need different pilots to fly, different mechanics to work on, for them would be costly. So if they can feel like this airplane is safe to fly, they're going to tend to want to stick with it. That obviously being a big if that Boeing is going to have to take care of here in the coming days and weeks.
So the consequences for Boeing, we're seeing them now. We will continue to see them, as you said. What are the consequences for travelers? Very briefly.
less than the consequences for Boeing. Yeah, it's so in the U.S., so nearly 300 flights scheduled today on MAX aircraft. But that doesn't mean nearly 300 cancellations because of those. Airlines have spares that they use for even routine mechanical issues. They've also been planning for this possibility for days. The snowstorm today causing more cancellations than the MAX grounding.
Here and now, transportation analyst Seth Kaplan. Thank you, Seth.
Thank you, Lisa.